It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Good bed. Hi Maria, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Mike.
We're a little bit later than usual. You got caught up in the humid old muggy old traffic.
I did. Red light after red light.
Hard to be in the muggers and the traffic. So you just want to lie down and go to sleep.
In the traffic.
Yeah.
You would. Actually, you
don't
know,
do that, anyone.
No.
I know what you're saying. You know, just pull over under a tree or something like that, pour water on your head and go to sleep. You know?
Well, you know, the film we were reviewing this morning, it's kind of related to sleep, perhaps less about sleep, more about bed.
Okay.
Or beds. It's called Kiki Love to Love. Have you seen
Kiki Love to Love?
Yeah, it's a Spanish film.
Oh, very, apparently it's the big deal at the 2017 Spanish Film Festival.
Yeah, it was, yes.
The number one smash hit, I believe.
Yep.
Kiki, Love to Love, sounds like a porno.
It's almost like a spoiler, yeah. Have you seen A Little Death, which is an Australian film that kind of gained a bit of a cult following from 2014?
No, but I'm familiar about the term Little Death, yes.
Yeah, well, of course you are. But this was The Little Death was an Australian comedy set in the suburbs in Sydney, you know, about the kind of the repression between couples in suburbia and their fetishes and all kinds of activities that they get up to. And it didn't particularly go boom, thank you. Didn't boom in Australia, but it got this amazing following overseas, and it's been remade a couple of times. And Kiki Love to Love is one of the remakes.
Really? So, The Little Death was a short film, did you say?
I know, it's a long film.
Okay, right.
And I don't know. I mean, do you like hearing about couples' kind of intimate issues around sex and intimacy?
Like, I'm pretty much aware that there really is no parameters. I'm aware of that. Once you're aware of that, then sort of it can get kind of
It's
all a bit, really? Oh,
Kiki Love to Love can be quite cute though.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
You've seen it, Sarah. You've seen it.
I have. it can be full on and in your face and saying like, hey, whatever you're into, as long as it's not too revolting or illegal, it's fine. But then the hero girl and hero boy are very cute and they're just trying to find out what they like and have a bit of an experiment, and sometimes it goes well and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We've all been there.
It opens as you'd expect. Getting to know you, like with a sex scene. And then spends most of the rest of the time in the film actually just talking about it, which is
that's pretty interesting.
Nice.
But is that a little bit disappointing as well? Because it's sort of like...
It's like Seinfeld.
I guess so.
Like Seinfeld?
Yeah. I guess there are other types of...
I don't want to think about Seinfeld having sex.
That's the thing, you spent more time kind of slavishly going over the thing than actually doing the thing. Very Seinfeldian.
Yeah.
That's pretty much sex though, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess there are other types of films you could watch if you wanted to see, you know, hardcore action.
That's true.
I've heard of them.
It's a Spanish film.
It's a Spanish film. Yep. The director...
That's kind of sexy for a start.
Well, yeah. No accents. Paco León is the director of the film. He also stars as the main actor. So, you know, very clever. He's cast himself as the main actor.
In that particular movie.
Opposite a very beautiful, brilliant...
Quite a hot lady, yeah.
Co-star.
Yes. Yeah, and there's a kind of
the second word you used after beautiful?
Ebullient.
You'll have to explain that word to me.
Full of happy, shiny charisma.
Beautiful. Yes, that's it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so...
Someone's asking here, just to clear this up, is Little Death the film where the man goes around the neighbourhood with the biscuits telling people he's a registered sex offender, or is that the one?
I don't actually recall. It was from 2014. I haven't seen it recently.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right. Sorry, we can't help you there, Texter. But that is an interesting film you've seen, obviously.
You know, in Kiki Love to Love, there are all kinds of terms that are used to describe different things. For example, a woman's held up at a gas station, and what's the term for
that's
that?
That's right.
And she's turned on by it, so it's
harp.
paxophilia,
yeah,
where she's excited by the fact that she's been accosted by a robber.
Wow.
Hmm. And it sounds kind of like maybe that wouldn't be terribly consensual. However, no one does anything that they feel compromised about in this film, just FYI.
So it's not a is it a documentary or is it? No. It's not. So it's people acting out.
People acting
assumed
out.
Assumed scenarios.
Or finding things out about themselves, like that woman,
but
for example.
Actors, that's what I'm saying.
Takes it by surprise.
Yeah. I guess, you know, different horses with different courses, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Strokes for fucks.
Strokes for fucks. Oh, that's so good. There's also a little segment whereby
it's
we discover
too
that...
too descriptive, though, strokes for fucks, isn't it?
Well, apparently you can also get turned on by watching somebody sleep, and it's called somnophilia.
Somnophilia.
Hmm. Yeah, you're a somnophiliast.
Not really.
No, okay. No.
You did just play Let's Go to Bed.
Yeah, it didn't say go to sleep, though, did I?
That's true.
Maybe that's where the cure.
Oh, I got a long distance, long time before me and sleep really get to know each other properly.
Maybe a sleeping show.
A lot of catching up to do. Yeah, the tune into here. Mike, have to try and sleep for 2 hours. Good run.
The ultimate conquest of an early morning DJ.
Yeah. Let the radio take it.
Let the radio watch.
Wow, that's getting right off the mark here. So we're talking about Kiki Love to Love.
We are.
Directed by Paco León, and it's from Spain.
It is. And Paco León is a Spanish comedian.
Is he?
Yes.
And director, by the sound of it.
It's director.
And actor.
Yes.
It's
a light-hearted look at all of these things. You know, you're not going to go away thinking about the Kinsey scale or anything. It's going to be... What do you reckon? Would it be a first date DVD? Or is that a bit full on for first date?
Depends on what first date.
What are your dates like?
It's really opening the books up, isn't it?
It could
just
be like a...
Just,
you know,
so we're clear.
If you're trying to run a test on a first date, maybe. Yeah, but it's quite pretty.
I'm trying to think of the best way we can give this away. And there's great opportunities. There's really some really... What's the most telling thing that someone said to you the first time you've gone to bed with them? Yeah, I don't know.
Telling of what?
Well, it just sort of says, you know, it's like, yes, that's going to get too telltale, isn't it?
Yeah. Mikey's really having a think right now.
I was actually thinking about that. But no. I don't know. You come up with a question. Come on, you, Maria.
What about, like, are there any terms that are, you know, used for interesting, you know, strange fetishes that actually have very, well, apparently, seemingly any, very little to do with
any
the physical act?
Affiliate.
Text or call in 309-3879. Come on, let's see your voice on the radio. If you'd like to win a copy of this DVD, which sounds like a great movie, and is our Madman DVD review featured film this week. 309-3879. Love line. Call us on Love Line. I don't think anyone's going to call in with anything about that. Text then, do you think, maybe? Or is that just going to be a slow go as well?
Yeah. I think people are just shy.
I just think, you know, maybe New Zealanders are a little bit
reticent about
it. It doesn't have to be a kink. I mean, a philia can just be an affection for something.
Yeah, like an inanimate object.
I have a friend who's
like
really,
an inanimate object, you say.
Really into moles.
Really?
She finds them very attractive.
As in moles, as in get your moles mapped. Like Steph was talking. Wasn't it? It's not Steph, is it?
No. You have a moles.
BFM, good morning.
Hello, good morning, how are you?
Good, thank you. Right, I'll let you get that out of your system. Good morning. And
well, I don't have a proper philia term, but I thought spoonophilia. How about people who like to spoon?
People who like to spoon? Yeah, isn't that most people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Hold on, Sarah's just looking up to see if there's an philia for it.
I'll get back to you on this one. I've just got to run into the news.
Whether your inside spoon or outside spoon might be two different philias.
How does a snuggle...
Oh, you mean, hang on, do you mean spooning?
Nothing to do with cutlery.
That's a good one.
Could get pretty dangerous around the knives.
When I thought it was cutlery, I thought, how'd you know about that?
Fancy a fork. Sorry. So inappropriate.
I know, it's the humidity.
It is, yes, we've all gone troppo.
I mean, all you need to do is, especially it's corn season as well at the moment. And there's all sorts of corn jokes going on at our house.
A carb hit.
Soft corn, hardcore corn.
Getting skewered.
Corn mag. Corn movie.
This is not a this is not a corn movie. Just so that you know, if you win the DVD, which it seeming
so, I think you are going to win it. Considering there's no other calls. So yeah. So I think you're going to win.
Is Sarah done her fact checking there now? Is it okay?
She's actually walked out of the studio
in disgust. She's appalled.
She was called to
I
the newsroom.
Spooning was kind of nice.
I think spooning's really nice as well. Spooning's maybe not in this weather so much.
No,
the sticky hot.
Depending on your air conditioning.
Yeah, and depending.
And whether you showered, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, surely that's part of, you know, that should be, you know.
Whether the sheets are cotton or fluffy.
Cotton sheets. What about a lovely cotton sheet? What about a lovely 1,000-pound cotton sheet?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Some quite good details.
Yeah. I mean, maybe these people, maybe that is part of the deal with some people. Maybe it's a certain type of sheet with a certain type of spoon, a certain type of the in or the out spoon.
Open the window. Agree.
If you're the inside spoon, does that mean if you roll over, then you happily take the position of the outside spoon?
I like to chop and change.
Chop and change,
whether you get the sore
arm
or not, you have to put the arm in the right spot.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit of a problem with the arms.
Yeah, the third arm factor.
Someone said it's called spoonophilia, and I'm not quite sure that's real.
Spoonophilia? That's quite nice.
Are you looking that up, Sarah? As a producer of the show, surely that's
I thought she'd left.
No, she's back now. She's coming in. She's walked
into back. I'm everywhere.
She couldn't turn her back on it. Ta-dumps. So, I mean, what's it? I mean, is a spoon just a well-placed snuggle? Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Hmm. Although it can develop into more than a snuggle. Can't
it can move on.
Can turn into all kinds
depending
of.
Depending how awake you are.
Well, preferably both people are awake.
They are.
I don't want Julian Assange the shit out of it, but just, you know.
Archaeologists found an ancient Greek couple preserved that are older than 6,000 years old in full spooning position. So if we're talking about philia, the Greeks were into spooning too.
And philia is probably Greek, isn't it, in the long run? Latin?
Philia is, yeah.
All right, so yeah, that's somehow or other we're going to give you that prize because I'm not quite sure how else we're going to do it. But what's your name?
Rosie.
Hello, Rosie. Stay there. We'll get your details off air.
Thank you.
Maria, thank you so much for that. The movie, again, is that Rosie's just won and that you've been reviewing. It's called Kiki, Love to Love.
It is indeed.
Love to Love. It's a Spanish film and it's out on Mad Men right now. Yeah?
Yeah, it is.
That
oh, yes,
the
yes, 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 yes.
DVD review.
And it's in colour.